The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 6 of Hoe Ventures. I have a special guest today, and she's special because she's my very first interview where it's not one of my friends or somebody that I regularly chat with. So I'm excited to have a brand new person that I don't know anything about, and I can't wait to have more of these interviews. So everybody, welcome Alexis Reynolds.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for joining me and being a part of my first series of interviews.
Thank you for having me. You're kind of a really big deal to me.
What? I'm a big deal to you? Why is that? Tell me. I didn't know anything.
I love your old show. I love your page. I love that you just did this magazine shoot. Amazing. So you're just a woman of all things, like multimedia.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. She did not tell me that she even knew me before we started recording. So this is the first time I'm hearing it. So
I'm just a creeper.
Now I'm like blushing over here. But thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you appreciating my art. Okay, so we're going to hear a wonderful story, international travel. But where are you currently based at?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL, what?
Oh yeah,
I like Atlanta. They have a really good vegan restaurant up there that I love. Every time I travel up there, I have to go have dinner. It's like a really nice, kind of like a high end vegan restaurant. Like the decor is really nice. You can get really dressed up. So you have to check it out if you don't mind eating vegan.
Yes, we have a great vegan scene here.
It is so good. So good. Okay, so how long have you been a professional dater?
This is my 13th year.
13 years?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I've been at this for a while, a lot longer.
Welcome, welcome. I guess I thought. That is, I mean, listen, 7 years. Time flies. It did. 7 years crept up on me, and I was like, wait, it's been how long? Like, time just flies, and so obviously you're just enjoying what you do.
I'm having way too much fun.
Well, I mean, can we really have too much fun in this world? Like, this is what we get paid to do, is have too much fun.
I guess if you love your work, then you'll never have to really work, but that's a lie because the admin really sucks.
Oh my God. People do not know about the admin. Like, we don't discuss that on this show. We just discuss the fun adventures of dating, not the boring details of admin. But it's just like this show. I enjoy doing this show and talking to people. Everything else after it, I'm like, oh, I now have to edit and then market and post. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I enjoy doing it. And I just love hearing everybody's stories. And so before you share your date with us, who planned the date?
It was kind of a mutual thing. It was his idea. And I actually made him do all of the actual arranging and like travel plans other than my flight. But normally I'm the one that does, you know, I look up restaurants, I make reservations, I plan all the itineraries and things like that. But this time I was like, I want to be fully spoiled, fully pampered. I don't want to have to do anything. So it was kind of a mix of surprises and like just letting go of full control. But we both knew that we wanted to take a trip somewhere. But with COVID and stuff, we had to push it back. And finally, I was like, I don't want to go to Europe or anything now that it's cold. It was wintertime. I was like, let's just go somewhere warm. So then from there, I kind of let him pick out some places and then just sort of surprise me with what we would do.
Okay, so you guys decided on Mexico together, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then he just did all the planning for, like, while you were in Mexico.
Yes.
That's so nice. Because, you know, a lot of the times we do end up making all the plans,
yes,
which is fine. You know, that's what we do.
I love it.
Yeah, it's totally fine. But it is so nice once in a while to not have to do all the planning and get it like the surprises.
So much more romantic, like someone yes. thinking of me and thinking of all the things I like to do and going ahead and just booking all of that stuff and planning it ahead. Like you all know, I have to do is show up.
It adds like that extra level to the relationship.
Yes. You know?
And it's just, it's so nice and romantic and, you know, it just kind of gives us a break. So it's all, like, you know, we're still working, like we're on the clock, which is not a problem, but it's almost like a work vacation when mm-hmm. we don't have to do all the planning. I think my buttons are about to like pop loose here. The troubles of having big boobs. Okay. So was this your first date with him?
No, we've actually been seeing each other for a while. And we've never done anything less than an overnight. So this was actually pretty easy to get into. Like, we've done a weekend. We started with a mm-hmm. weekend there. But then we moved up, and I was like, okay, can you handle me for pretty much a week? And so as long as we had separate suites, that was fine. So we already knew that about each other. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Because it's a lot easier to last on a long vacation.
Yes.
When you have some private time.
Exactly.
Okay, so how long have you guys known each other?
It's been a couple of years now, and we have a lot of things in common, so we plan our dates around that kind of stuff, so that's
fun.
Nice.
Fun. Okay, so get into the story. Tell me all about Mexico.
So I love Christmas. It's Christmas and Halloween are my thing, and so I've been to Biltmore for Christmas. I've done, you know, tasting menus that are holiday themed at places and, you know, different things like that, like private tours and holiday lights at the botanical garden and things like that. Like, my clients know I'm obsessed with like all things Christmas. So he was like, okay, fine. Well, we can either go somewhere with snow and it'll be, you know, Christmas that way, or we can go somewhere warm and tropical and, you know, do the beach thing, but everything will still be Christmas. So the dates were kind of important on that because they still wanted there to be holiday music and lights and trees and everything. So that was really special. So we picked the dates, picked the flights, and from then on, I was just going to be surprised. So we meet at the airport, and that was nice. It was really late, though. I picked a late flight, and so did he. So we got there pretty late at night, but the scene was really vibing as soon as we got to the resort. We were very impressed. It was a
Barcelona
property.
What part of Mexico?
Property. The Riviera, Yucatan area. So, so it was Cancun. And we actually went to a couple of other places outside of Cancun that was like a private bus ride for a while. So we got to see other parts. And that was nice. But I love Cancun and I love Mexico in general. I've been a lot of times and it never gets old for me.
I went for my first time in January.
Wow. Did you like it?
Yeah, I went with family and we went for a wedding. So it wasn't like, you know, the same as if you're going for a vacation. But it was beautiful, beautiful wedding. I had an amazing time with my family, of course, you know, all going out partying. And I got a giant, giant hat in Mexico that's a crazy story about
trying to get it back home.
Yeah, my aunt put it in her suitcase for me and that didn't end well for her. She got pulled out of security, so she's like, thanks. Oops. And I'm like, thanks. Yikes. So I do have a quick question, since you just love Christmas so much. Do you like watch all the Christmas Hallmark movies?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God. I do too.
I'm a sucker.
And they're like really bad movies.
They're
like
awful.
I love them because they're so bad. And I like, my dream is to be in one of those really bad movies.
Oh, me too. I actually got in touch with some people here in Atlanta so that I could start doing film again. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking of being at least an extra or something because they have been filming some Hallmark and Lifetime stuff up here.
Really?
So
oh my! Okay.
In the background of a Christmas movie, it's definitely possible.
I wouldn't do it. Oh my God! And Atlanta is just such a quick flight. Like, I didn't know they were filming there. I thought I still thought they were filming like in Vancouver or something. Like, you know,
I'm
for
sure
a while,
the outdoor scenes they are. But for the indoor stuff that isn't like on a set, yeah, I could probably do that, or just inside of a
Oh my
store
God.
shopping, walking around in the background.
I definitely like I it's my dream to be in a Christmas Hallmark movie. And now Netflix has all those same type of movies. So I'm like, I really want to do it
I could
because I
totally
mean,
see you being the like lady love interest that like turns a ice cold man's heart warm for the
with
holidays.
like the really like terrible dramatic acting,
Yes. Oh, I would love
Oh,
that for you.
yes,
I'd
I could
watch
see it
that.
now. Well, thank you. Okay, so back to Mexico, because
Yeah.
I was like, I know she has to be a Hallmark girl. I just know
Oh,
it. Like,
I
I
am.
just knew you had to be. Okay, so you guys got in late to Mexico. So what was the 5 days like?
Wonderful. I don't think that there are very many people that I would do this length of a trip with. So
Aw.
that actually went really well.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But yeah, we both had really huge, amazing suites, side by side with like walkout balconies, oceanfront, just, private sun tanning and all that stuff out there, like walls
Ooh,
up high enough to where you could.
did you have like the adjoining doors?
No.
No, okay. Well, that's
But
fine.
very private for my own use. So
Yeah,
I could
this
get
is
plenty
true.
of beauty sleep and just relax, do my skincare, my routines at night. We would spend
Beauty
some time
sleep
together.
is so important.
Yes. But yeah, sometime around midnight every night, I would go back to my own suite. And then we'd get up at like 8 in the morning and meet up again. So that was nice. But yeah, he scheduled a lot of things that I was not ready for, but was really excited. I don't like snorkeling very much, but we went snorkeling and saw this beautiful underwater museum that they've put in of statues, like a statue garden. So we did
Oh,
that.
underwater museum?
Yeah, we had to
Oh, that
sail
sounds
out.
fun.
So we sailed out on a catamaran. We did that for a full day. Private beach, all of that. When you go on the sailing tours, they stop off and let you swim around and things like that. But yeah, I did that for the first time and didn't die. I was
I
really
mean,
nervous. I don't, big
it sounds
water
really
is
fun.
weird for me. Like, I love the ocean. I love, all things nature, but I would rather go up than down. So it
Yeah, well,
was tough.
it's down is just it's so like unknown. We know more about space than we do about the deep seas. So
Yes.
I totally understand the fear. So
I
it's
conquered
no worries
that.
there.
He was patient. He cheered me on. It went really well. So we did that. What else did we do? Oh yeah. I really love bats and like bat sanctuaries and
Oh, did you
nature
go to a bat
preserves.
cave?
No, but there were bats. There were
Oh.
so many bats there. We went to this place where you could actually do underwater. Like it was a cave that had a river inside, and you could go down underneath, and like you, it's wading level, so you could walk through it. But you have like your life vests and things like that on, and it's like a really long, like swim walk through these underground caves and stuff. And there were so many free-tail bats, and I actually have one that's preserved, that I got from someone who does like ethical type, taxidermy and stuff. But they're
Oh
so
my God,
small and delicate, and
that's
there
so
are pictures of
creepy.
me looking so goofy because I saw them, and the face I made was just so excited. Like, I've never been so excited.
I know I could picture it because that's how I
It's
am. I'm the same
crazy.
exact way. When I see like a really cute animal, like the look on my
Oh,
face is like ah!
yes, I was just so shook. But that, like, they had like automatic. Your helmet has a chip in it, and every time you go by one of the cameras, it takes your picture. So I started looking at
Oh
those after, and I was like, whoa. But yeah, I did that, some zip lining through the jungle. I almost got bitten by an iguana because my toe polish was red and my feet looked like berries, I guess. So I had to jump up into a hammock really fast out there. I forget that they live there. And so I saw
Oh,
really
are
big
they
iguanas.
like as big as the one? I mean, they get massive. Like
The
I
one
would
that I saw was, it was bigger than both my dogs. So
Oh yeah, they get so big and people don't realize that have them as pets. Like they try to make these little cages for them and like they
no
need
way.
almost an entire room for themselves.
Yes.
Like I won't ever own an iguana. I have reptiles, but I won't have an iguana because they're just too big and they really need to be roaming in the wild.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, like relaxing in between activities and, catching my breath because it was a lot of hiking and a lot of excursions. So I was just sitting there, like on my phone, and I see it come out of the woods. And he's gone. He went to go and get me a drink. And I'm sitting there in this hammock, and this thing comes out, and it's going kind of slow at first. And then it sees my toes and it starts running toward me. And I just screamed and coiled my body up as small as I could into this hammock, like, no. And it like stared at me for a little while. And then it turned around and like went back down into the woods. And I was just like, what? So I told someone about it, and they were like, oh, what color is your nail polish? And I looked down and I was like, it's really red. And they were like, yeah, they probably thought that that was berries. And I was just like, I need to remove this polish now. Didn't
I'm
think
so
about
sorry for
it.
laughing.
Yeah. Glossy, juicy red.
Because I've seen iguanas like dart off before, and they are fast.
They're so fast. And his
And
nails, his
they're always
toes
on the
were so
hunt.
long, and I know that they bite. And I
Oh
was like,
yeah.
I'm not doing this. But I was like, what would have happened if my date came back with my drink and an iguana had bit my toe off?
I mean, and they
It's
have
like, yeah,
vicious
I lost
bites.
a toe in Mexico. No big deal.
Well, at least it didn't whip you with the tail because you would have had gashes in your leg
Yeah.
if you would have been whipped with the
I
tail.
hid.
So,
I was like, this isn't working for me.
oh my God, yeah, oh,
But it was
iguanas.
beautiful. There were so many kinds of just, they live there, like in the wild. So
Yeah.
there were like red macaws just hanging out in the trees, and all these bats,
Really?
and all these iguanas.
Oh,
And
and
they were
this
really
was a
close.
sanctuary, you said?
Yeah, it was a big nature preserve.
Oh, I
And
love
so they
those.
had like these almost like Jurassic Park looking jeeps that you take out for a little while, and then they put you in these caves and stuff, and so you can walk around. And I tried to do the little like canoe thing they had, and you sit flat on top of it with these paddles that are strapped to your hands, and that was a whole goofy mess. Like,
Oh
I'm not that
no.
coordinated.
Oh no.
We tried.
So I love food. So I think that's probably going to be an unintentional theme of my show is food.
Yes.
So did you have any really good restaurants?
I have one that we went to. I made him take me back there like three more times because it
Ooh.
was so good. It was out on the water. It's called Elfish Fritanga. It is like they have seafood and all sorts of things, but they had a really, really good homemade habanero sauce that I loved, and grilled octopus. And I had never had octopus before, so once I had it, I really just wanted it every night.
I've
So
never had grilled oct I've
it
never had
was really
octopus,
good,
no.
and it didn't taste or feel like anything I thought it would.
Really?
Yeah, like the texture of it was almost like, I don't know, chicken or pork. And
Okay,
I
like
mean,
the
it was
texture
really
of it.
tender. Yeah, it wasn't chewy. It was actually a little bit crispy on the ends from grilling. Just really good. And
So
whatever they flavored it with, it was amazing.
was it just like the strip of tentacles?
Yes. It was like
Oh wow.
a couple of the tentacles like on a plate.
Yeah.
And you get like vegetables and stuff like that. So I mean, it was so good. I added them on Instagram, and I'm still drooling about their food. I'm going back. I have
So
to.
I'm actually plant-based, so I wouldn't eat it, but I still like to hear about, I don't know why. I like for people to tell me what good food they had. I have no idea why I'm weird like that, but I am. And this is who I am, and this is what everybody's gonna get is a weirdo that likes to hear other people's food stories, even though I'm not gonna eat it.
I
Do
love
they have any good
tacos though so
vegetables?
much. Yes. What is that? I guess it's yucca fries. So
Oh
they have
yeah,
like
I love those.
yucca, and they've got like plantain and all of that. So you can get that with like, grilled carrots and things like that. Oh, so good. I loved it.
Oh, good. That sounds so delicious. So, any other like major highlights of the trip? Because I know you're there for 5 days, so you did a lot.
Sounds sketchy, and I'm really impressed that my date went along with this. But while I was at the mall, this is another date that I, one of the things he had planned for us. But after shopping at the mall, I wanted tacos really bad, and I wanted real, authentic, good tacos made by somebody's mama. And so this guy we met at the mall, he was actually working at one of the tourism kiosks. He and I had gotten to talking, and I got his number on WhatsApp, and I was like, I want you to take me to get tacos where you would want to go in your neighborhood. And he's like, well, I don't really live around here. I live about an hour away. And I was just like, that's fine. And he was like, do you guys want to take a taxi or do you want to take the bus? And I was like, I'm taking the bus. Like, I'd never taken a bus like in Mexico. I've taken public transit in other countries, of course. But I was like, I want to go the route that you go and like with your
You
people
want
and hang out with
100%
you.
authentic.
Yeah, like let's go to your neighborhood the way you go home and we'll take the bus and it'll be cool. And he's like, okay, cool. I get off in like an hour. So he messaged me on WhatsApp. We met him at the bus stop right outside of our hotel because it was right across from the mall.
Okay, but like an hour for tacos?
Oh yeah.
You
It,
went an
they were the
hour for
best
tacos?
tacos I've ever had. And I mean, they have these like spinning, like there's fire coming up and they're like, and this is in just a regular neighborhood. Like, you know, just
Like, not tourists at all.
no tourists. There are no hotels. There are no gift shops. There's, you know, a couple of like
That is the
stores
best.
where you
That's the
shop. And, you
best.
know, people were out taking their like quinceañera photos, like in the park right next door, and just families out. And so,
Super authentic.
no English at all. Like, I'm glad he was like helping me out there because my Spanish is terrible. But yeah, we went with him, and like my date's looking at me like, are we gonna die? And I was like, maybe.
Probably. But we're
But
gonna
it was
have the
worth it. It was
tacos first.
worth it. We're gonna eat
And
tacos
then
first.
die, and then it'll be okay.
But as soon as we sit down, the guy like orders a bucket of beer, and they've got these huge spinning, like almost like wheels that are like for like they're vertical. And so there's like fire going up and like there's meat on them. And so as it goes around, they like shave it off, and it's like got pineapples and stuff on it, like just keep it moist and everything. So yeah, the meat is like cooked right there. It's really fresh. It's like thin sliced. And I was like, just order me what you would want to get. And so like everyone got taco plates and they brought out like 12 kinds of hot sauce. And I was like, this is great. So we had that and we had some shrimp and some other things. And I was like, that was totally worth it. So yeah, we hung out there for probably a little too long. I asked my date to dance with me, and he was like, yeah, no, I'm a little drunk, so I'm not going to dance with you. But our little chaperone decided that we would dance. So we danced together because there were a lot of people up dancing and stuff.
Oh,
And I was like, we're dancing. I can't not dance. So we had
fun.
a really good
You got like the best
time.
authentic. Like I was like in the resort area the whole time. So that's why I was
I
like,
had to get
I don't.
out. I loved the resort, but I had to get out and see everybody else's stuff.
Like, you know, that's why I said I was there for a wedding, so I definitely have to go back and, you know, run into some random person and take an hour bus ride for tacos. Absolutely. But
But it was dark.
were they like the best tacos you ever had?
Oh, so good. Like, I don't even know what they season them with or like how this is so good, but they were juicy, they were semi-sweet, they were spicy. The tortillas had to have been made that day, like that morning,
Ugh, oh my
if not
God.
right then. Like, they were hot, they were fresh, they were soft, and I was like, I'm never gonna have it this good. So I ate probably way too many, and then we ended up taking a cab back because I was like, I don't trust myself to navigate the bus system in the dark.
Yeah,
But yeah, we spent several
without
hours
him.
there hanging out with the
Oh,
locals.
lovely. Oh God, that just sounds so like that's how I like to travel. It's so much fun. So, I mean, obviously you guys are still seeing each other. Do you guys have another date planned?
Before we left this one, we were actually out talking, after our little shopping trip at the mall, and we planned another one. So we don't have
Oh,
dates set
yay.
yet, but I think we're gonna go to Paris for the next one. Like, oh, I love nature
that is
stuff.
my
I love hiking
favorite
stuff,
city.
but I love France. I have friends there, and I was like, you know, we can meet up with them. They'll help show us around, and you know, we can, you know, get a little apartment or something and stay for a week or two, whatever. Maybe make it a little longer this time.
Oh, it's my favorite. It's my favorite city. I was there for like 3 weeks last summer. It's
awesome.
Well, I was in France for 3 weeks, not the whole time in Paris, but
yeah,
I was
yeah.
in France for 3 weeks. So, oh my God, I hope that you guys make it out there and you eat just all the croissants that you can.
Last time I was there, I didn't get enough of the food. One of my friends, I stayed with her, and she's pretty much allergic to everything. So we ate at the few safe places that she likes to eat, that she can eat at. And I was like, I don't know if I can take Italian food at the mall here one more time. But I didn't go there to do that time. So this time is all about shopping and food. So when he and I go, that's what we're doing.
That's basically what I did. I shopped and I ate. Yes,
yeah, we're thinking exactly. of taking a cooking class too. Maybe a couple of those. Oh,
all of the ones that I wanted to take were filled.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm going to have to
I'm
go back.
I'm telling him he needs to get in early if he wants to make a reservation for that.
He really does. Okay. Well, I mean, that Mexico sounds like amazing adventure. And then when you go to France, you're going to have to come back on and tell me all about it, because I can never hear enough stories about France. So you're welcome back to tell me all about it. I don't care if anybody else wants to hear it. I want to hear it. Okay.
Yeah. But by then, hopefully, you know, I won't be pregnant anymore, so I can enjoy champagne and French food. We'll go shopping. I mean, I love Louis. So they're based there, and their customer mm-hmm. service there is excellent. So when I went before, they do all kinds of extra little gifts and goodies when you shop there. So we're definitely going to do that. I love the ballet, so I think we're going to do that too. You know, I love shows and things like that. So
yeah,
being as I know friends that are local that live in Paris, like we'll get a more authentic experience there as well.
Oh, absolutely. So that'd be cool. Absolutely. My first trip to Paris was I met somebody there local, and he took me around and showed me the
Isn't
city.
Isn't that always fun?
Oh my God, it was the best. Everybody's like, aren't you afraid of being
right.
murdered? And I'm like, no. How else can I travel? Like, this is the best
Every
way.
Country I've gone to, I've made a friend, and we've gone around and done some really cool things.
Yes.
So I highly recommend doing that.
Absolutely. Well, yes. So I can't wait to hear all the adventures about Paris. Were there any last minute highlights that you wanted to talk about Mexico?
They have a lot of armed security at their shopping mall for all their designer goods. If you're feeling unsafe or thinking you shouldn't shop there, that is a lie and you absolutely should.
Okay, well, that is good to know. So the takeaway of this adventure is go to Mexico, see the underwater museum, go to the nature preserve and hang out with the bats. Do not wear red polish because nope. the iguana will attack you, and feel absolutely comfortable shopping in the malls, buying designer goods.
Yes.
Right? Is that the sum of Mexico?
Oh yeah. And the food is bomb. Perfect. So find a spot.
Oh, yes.
If you like it,
eat
go more than once.
Eat lots of food. And definitely go an hour outside of the tourist cities to get
if you get the opportunity.
Yes, get authentic tacos. So where can everybody find you on social media?
I am on Twitter at yourgfalexisr. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
All right. So find her on Twitter, yourgfalexisr. And we now follow each other on Twitter, so I can't wait to follow more of your adventures.
Yay! I can't wait to have more.
Yay, I'm so excited. Well, thank you so much for sharing your adventures with Ho Ventures. As always, keep it sexy.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ho Ventures, and on Instagram at Ho Ventures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.